Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Greg Matzek.
Game two of a three-game series. Brewers taking on the Philadelphia Phillies one night after falling to the Phillies by a score of 3-1. And it turned out to be a pitcher's duel. Weren't exactly sure how this game was going to shape up. You know, coming into the contest, of course, Phillies riding one of their hot starters. Brewers going with the initial out-getter approach before paving way to Colin Ray. And ultimately, it was the Brewers that took the lead in the third inning. Not exactly the sexiest of run-scoring opportunities, but effective nonetheless, with Andrew Monasterio grounding out the third, scoring Big Perkins.
The left-hander, 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to third. Coming for the plate is Perkins. Bohm fields. He doesn't have a play at home, so he throws to first and gets Monasterio instead. And the Brewers take the lead.
And that came after the Philadelphia Phillies had threatened in their half of the second league. So a bit of an early momentum shift, perhaps, with Philly being stymied in the second, the Brewers cashing in the third. Colin Ray ultimately came on after the initial out-getter was removed from the game. So Ray in after an inning and a third of very fine pitching from Koenig, who was this initial out-getter for Pat Murphy in this series. So you get to the fourth inning, and all of a sudden, you've got a little bit of a jam after Nick Castellanos grounded out to shortstop, and there was a strikeout swinging. He had a stop ground out to the pitcher. Colin Ray was cruising right along.
From the windup, 2-1 pitch. Hard ground ball off the leg of Colin Ray. He's trying to track it down. He picks. He flips with his glove, and he got the out at first. Wow! What a recovery by Colin Ray.
That came in the fourth inning. Nice play by Colin Ray to turn the Phillies away. More good fortune for the Brewers in the fifth inning. And I thought maybe, just maybe, this would be the end of Colin Ray's night. He had a very difficult situation developing here with the meat of the order up for the Philadelphia Phillies. Following a Kyle Schwarber walk, JT Realmuto was hit by a pitch, putting runners on first and second with two out and Bryce Harper up. Ray stayed in to face the former league MVP.
1-1 pitch. Ground ball to first base. Big hop for Hoskins. Race to the bag. Reese will win that race. And Colin Ray gets out of it. Pat Murphy stuck with his veteran, and it paid off.
1-0 going into the sixth inning, where Joey Ortiz hit a one-out single. He was ultimately stranded after William Contreras grounded out to third. Christian Yelich grounded out to third as well, and the Brewers were turned away. In the Phillies' half of the sixth, this is where things got interesting. Colin Ray, still on the hill for the Brewers, gets Alec Bohm to strike out, then serves up a double and a walk to Nick Castellanos. So out goes Ray, in comes Brian Hudson, pitching for Milwaukee, inheriting two runs in a one-run game in the sixth inning, and he got out of it.
And now the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball, right center field, playable for Perkins, calling for it, squeezing it, Hudson got out of it. Brewers wiggle out of trouble for the second consecutive inning.
But ultimately, the Philadelphia Phillies would cash in on an opportunity in the eighth inning. Brewers clinging to their lead until this happened.
The pitch, high fly ball, left center field, Yelich looking, so is Perkins, it is gone in real time. Alec Bohm, with his first hit of this series, his sixth home run of the season. It's a 1-1 ball game here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so he had a tie game all of a sudden, and things would get dicey down the stretch. Again, with the Philadelphia Phillies looking to cash in on opportunities with Trevor Megill on the mound for the Brewers. After a leadoff swing single, Kyle Schwarber struck out swinging on the play. Rojas stole second. JT Realmuto then struck out swinging as well. Bryce Harper was intentionally walked, setting the stage for Bohm again in the ninth, one inning after he tied the game with a home run.
Megill kicks, delivers, swing and a miss! He struck him out! Good old number one off the outside part of the plate. Bohm went after it, and Trevor Megill, after the leadoff single surrendered, strikes out the side in Schwarber, Realmuto, and Bohm.
So 1-1 into the 10th inning. Oliver Dunn started the inning on second base for the Brewers. Blake Perkins led off the frame, grounding out to shortstop, which moved Dunn to third. Sal Frelick was then hit by a pitch on his back foot. He goes to first base and ultimately steals second. So second and third, one out, and Bryce Terang at the plate.
Dominguez, 3-2. Swing ground ball to second. Runner breaking for the plate. It's fielded by Stott. Throw home. Tag applied. Out. Dunn out. Realmuto held onto the baseball as Dunn slid into him. Runners will be on first and third, but now with two away as the Brewers put the contact play on. And the ground ball by Terang was right at the second baseman, Bryson Stott.
Joey Ortiz fouled out to first base to end the inning. The Phillies came through in the 10th. They did what the Brewers couldn't. Yoel Piamps on for the Brewers. And Whit Merrifield entered the game to run at second base for Alec Bohm. And he ultimately had a walk to, intentional walk to Stott, who doubled earlier in the game. So he had runners on first and second. And it put the bat in the hands of Nick Castellanos, the veteran professional hitter, to win the game.
And Piamps finally ready to throw a pitch. Here it is. Swing line drive right field into the corner. That's going to slice and hit off the warning track and win the game. Bounces to the wall. The pinch runner Merrifield comes in to score. A walk-off RBI double for Nick Castellanos.
Two runs, eight hits, no errors for the Phillies. One run, seven hits, no errors for the Brewers. Piamps takes the loss with his one, not even half inning or third inning of work, allowed one hit, only threw a pitch or two, with Dominguez picking up the win. He improves to 2-2. The Phillies improved to 43-19 with the win. 26-9 at home. They are outstanding. Brewers fall to 36-25.